This isn't a safe place. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And he's in quite a mood today. Trust me. It's a legal matter,
baby. A legal matter. And here's the legal question today. How far does a state constitution go in protecting you when it comes to constitutional rights? I bring this to your attention because I've asked this question in the past about Michigan's constitution. Because Michigan has a constitutional right to keep and bear arms that's written differently than the federal Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. Joining me now to sort it out, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back.
Great to talk to you.
So in Iowa, they're considering a resolution that would add the right to keep and bear arms to that state's constitution. And should it be adopted, it would join, Iowa would join Louisiana, Missouri, and Alabama, and explicitly designate what they call strict scrutiny as the required judicial standard. What does this mean, and how does this impact the rights of people in those states?
Right. Well, there's three what they call balancing tests, which basically, you know, I suppose most laymen, when you go and you read the Constitution, you read something like the Bill of Rights, where it says Congress shall pass no laws, as it says with regard to the First Amendment, or shall not infringe with regard to the Second Amendment. For laymen, you kind of think, well, that's pretty clear. You know, they shouldn't do it. The way the courts have interpreted it, though, over time, is that they say, well, if you have a good enough reason, we'll still let you kind of override what's there. And the question is how good of a reason it is. And there's three levels to it. One is what they call strict scrutiny, which means that they have to have a really strong reason that's what they call narrowly tailored, that there's no other way that you can really obtain that goal other than through that particular way. And then there's intermediate scrutiny, which is a lower standard that they have to kind of the preponderance of the evidence. It can't just be something that they feel works, but they have to have some good proof that that is the case. And then you have low-level scrutiny, which basically isn't much scrutiny at all. Basically just means that if the politicians say that they have a good reason for doing it, then the courts just accept that and go
so
along
low scrutiny
with whatever
be,
they're going to do.
Yeah, low scrutiny would be places like California, then.
Or strict scrutiny is the highest scrutiny. And
right,
it's
I understand
something
that.
That's reserved for things like the First Amendment, if you're going to have some imposition on people's freedom of speech. Then you have to meet that. Now, with regard to the Second Amendment, a lot of courts have picked what they call the intermediate scrutiny. And so they just have had to kind of had, you know, some evidence, but nowhere near kind of showing that this is the only way that they can accomplish it or high standards for the evidence.
So let me ask you this, because I've asked people this before. Attorneys and so forth. In the Michigan Constitution, it's clearly written that people here have the right to keep and bear arms as well for their own self-protection, the way it's written here. And yet, I'm told that holds little water in the face of the federal Constitution or the federal government. If the federal government comes through and says, we're going to ban firearms, or we're going to eliminate the Second Amendment, is always the goal of those on the left. Some on the left, I should say. The point being is, who would take precedent?
Well, federal government rules take precedent.
Right. So if the federal government says that these classes of guns, let's say for the sake of argument, at some point they say AR-15s are no longer legal, would the state of Iowa or the state of Missouri or some of these states have the ability to say, we allow those guns here in our state, or would that be steamrolled?
Well, I mean, you would think they would still have something to say, because at least if you go back, let's say, prior to maybe 80, 90 years ago, you would say that it didn't interfere with interstate commerce. And they'd say as long as the guns were maybe made in Iowa, and they were stay there, then there'd be no problem. But pretty much interstate commerce has no limits now in terms of how it's going to be defined. And so it could be a gun that never leaves the state, and the federal government would still be able to go and ban it if that's what they want to do.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this. As you look down the road 50 or 100 years, do you think the Second Amendment continues to survive, or does there come a time when there's an overwhelming number of liberals? You look at the millennials now becoming the biggest voting bloc. At some point, do they begin to gut our Constitution?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's surely that risk, and it's what people are taught. It's, if there's a need for it, I think it's actually as large now as it's ever been in terms of people's ability to go and defend themselves. You have crime that people have to be concerned about. And I think it's particularly the most vulnerable people in our society who benefit the most. But, you're up against a lot of misinformation there on, gun control efforts and whether you're able to keep those rights, is a constant battle.
I agree with that. Keeping our rights is a constant battle. Dr. John Lott here, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can find out more and find out all the books he's written. Are you working on any new books right now? Anything new coming?
No new books. Just putting out studies. Got some more work I got to do on concealed carry.
All right. Greatly appreciate it as always, Doctor. Always appreciate the conversation and the information.
All right, take care.
There you have it. Again, you can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, here on the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Glad to have you along for the conversation as well. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.